Continuing in the place of Reuben Levy, who's out this week. He'll be back next week. We started yesterday in discussing a man's responsibility to his wife in his kesubah, and that a man, the second that he steps onto the chuppah with his wife, he also steps onto the chuppah with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in doing that, he signs a contract not only to support his wife, but he's doing it in front of and with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because of that, the man's obligation immediately, the full obligation of the financial dependency of his wife falls upon the man. And therefore, it trumps any and all other obligations that a man has financially. Meaning, if a man has debts previously, or that he's accumulated since, and you would think, maybe it would be a good idea, I'm going to pay back all my debts, and then I'm going to buy my wife the pretty things that she needs, I'm going to buy her the help that she needs, I'm going to buy her the pretty jewelry before Yom Tov, that it's actually a mitzvah that we were discussing last week's shir, and yesterday's shir, that it's actually a mitzvah in order for a man to buy his wife begdim, clothing in honor of Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah, shulchan aruch, it's a mitzvah. So now what happens if a man owes big financial obligations? The mitzvah is still dependent on the man. Meaning, since the man signed this kesubah contract, and he signed it with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he stood on the chuppah, this is why a man stands on the chuppah in his finest, in his white, in his kittel. He stands and he does vidui the day of his chuppah. He dips in the mikvah, he's forgiven for all his sins. Why? So that he should join with his wife, or really that he should join not only with his wife, but also in partnership with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now, a man who skirts this responsibility, the reality is he's skirting his responsibility with Hashem. And only that, he's showing to Hashem that he doesn't have a muna that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take care of him if he signed this contract with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and with his wife. And it's a mitzvah, which means commandment. It doesn't mean nice thing or good deed or anything along the lines. It's a mitzvah. Then if that's the case, Hashem provided him the mitzvah. Hashem brought him to the chuppah. So why would a person think that Hashem is not going to provide for them the livelihood that they need? So that's where we left off last time. And we're going to continue in the Holy Book, the Garden of Peace, the Garden of Shalom, Gan HaShalom. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov also teaches that income is generated from the illumination of the wife's soul. Also, the Gemara and Bracha springs, like we brought last time, that all of a man's parnosa, a man's happiness, a man's simcha, connections of Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of it comes from his wife, from his soulmate. It says that a man's only half complete until he's married. It gives you holy gentlemen something to look forward to. Those of us who aren't married out there, and you're already doing tremendous things in your avodas Hashem, you're already davening, you're already learning, you're already connected, you're already doing your avodas every day. Imagine all the more so what it'll be when you have your second half. So the Likutei Moran states in Torah 69, money comes to a person by virtue of his wife. Says the Zohar, Tazria 52. Speaking of the Zohar, it's twice today that I heard the importance of studying Zohar. So once when I was walking into the shiur today, and once when I was opening, the only email that I actually open all week long is Rabbi Yeshua Goldstein's email. And Ruch Hashem, you should continue to send it out and continue to disseminate the words of the importance of studying the Zohar to bring about the Geula in Am Yisrael. So twice today I heard about the importance of studying Zohar on a daily basis, and that this is the thing that's going to bring about the Geula. The Zohar, for those of us that don't know, is the holy books of Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, that him and his son, the Rabbi Shimon Baruchai, wrote. Him and his son spent 13 years in a cave where Malachim, angels from Hashem, would come and teach him the holy secrets of the Torah. And it's a book that on the outset is difficult, that the vocabulary is difficult, but it doesn't say that in the merit of the difficult vocabulary we're going to learn, we're going to get the geula. It just says in the merit of the learning of the Torah, of the Zohar. So it means each person on his own level has an obligation to help the speed, and this is something that's known throughout all of the Siddiqim, but this is something that brings about the geula. So since we have Rabbi Yeshua Goldstein in our midst today, I'm just going to give a plug because he's helping to strengthen me with every email that he sends out. A happy and joyous wife has an illuminated soul which serves as a spiritual catalyst for her husband's income. Therefore, there's no greater mistake than saddening and constricting the wife, arguing with her about money, withholding her needs. When a wife can't buy what she needs or use money as she sees fit, the illumination of her soul is dulled and income is constricted. I'm going to stop here. Okay, you're telling your wife that she can't spend what she wants to spend. What's the issue? Why is it that she's her illumination is being constricted, as Rav Arush says? Why is it that our illumination is being constricted? Because the reality is, a man and a woman are like the sun and the moon. And all of the amun, all of the faith of a man gets reflected from a woman, from his wife. So just like this, the moon reflects the light of the sun, also the woman, the wife, reflects the amuna, the faith of her husband. The greater the faith, the greater illumination of the wife. As a man's faith decreases, he thinks, I'm not going to be able to afford such and such, and I'm telling my wife, listen, you have to cut back, you can't buy the expensive things, you can't go shopping, you this and that. And the man is telling her these things. Meanwhile, the wife has a ritzon, the wife has a desire for these things. Why? They might be spiritual, they may not be spiritual, it's irrelevant. It's all spiritual when it comes to your wife. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you your wife. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you your wife, everything that comes out of her holy lips happens to be something spiritual. Because out of the entire world, like we were talking about in last week's year, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you that wife. Kodesh Baruch Hu is busy with zvugim, with pairs, with couples. That's what he's busy with in this generation. Kodesh Baruch Hu can do anything. He controls how many bubbles are in my cup of soda and knows exactly how many bubbles are in my cup of soda or how much time my hair is going to blow from the right to the left in the wind. He's busy with zvugim. Why? Because it's such a huge, important thing that this is what he busies himself with. The rest of the things he does, he's not busy with. All of these calculations of how the entire world is going to work every second of every moment, he's not busy with. So it comes to show you just how much, how holy that wife is, and when, and how much that wife comes to be in your Dalai Lama's, how it comes to be given to you directly from a Kodesh Baruch. I'll give you a story. Ishai left, but Ishai was in my house today, and some of you were in a Shalom Bayis, not a Shalom Bayis, in a Baruch Hashem, there should always be Shalom Bayis in my house, but Hanukkah Sabayis, thank you very much. In the Hanukkah Sabayis that I had last week. And I'll tell you, 1 year, my apartment wasn't for sale. Wasn't for sale for 1 year. But my wife had a ratzon for one apartment. And all of Yerushalayim, she had a ratzon for one apartment. So I davened, and it happens to face the yard, it happens to face the forest, so it was very easy for me to daven on the apartment. And 1 year, the apartment wasn't for sale. And I davened every day on the apartment. And one day, the apartment, there were tenants in the apartment, and the tenants were going to leave, and my wife saw it as an opening to really daven to Hashem. So my wife told me, make 6 hours to Hashem. Make 6 hours. Daven is an inyan in Breslov, for those of you who are listening, that we should make 6 hours on a certain topic. And it's a very, very powerful tefillah, a very, very concentrated tefillah that has tremendous results, tremendous proven results. She told me, make 6 hours on the apartment. So I said, okay. I had the excuse to go and make 6 hours. I think I told some of the story yesterday. But I'll tell you the ikkar of the story, the main part of the story was this. In the end of the tefillah, when I was mamish, very close and connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me in my tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me like this. The wife that you have, I gave you. It's your wife. I gave it to you. Hashem gave me that wife. The ritzon that your wife has for that one apartment, I gave the wife the ritzon. I gave your wife that ritzon also. So now, the wife that you have has this certain ritzon. And I gave you all of this. I gave you this wife to have this ritzon. So, what did I do? I davened that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and what did I understand? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this wife. Of all the apartments in the world, I didn't have any intention on this apartment until I got my wife. I could have had any apartment, made no difference to me. But because my wife had the ritzon for this apartment, then I had the ritzon. So really it was Hashem's ritzon. Because Hashem gave me the wife. So what did I say? Hashem, it's your ritzon that I have this apartment. It's your ritzon. It's your will that I should have this apartment because you gave me my wife and you gave my wife the ritzon. And all of this came down from you. So fulfill your ritzon, Hashem. Fulfill your will that I should have this apartment. That night I got a call from the seller. That he wanted to sell me the apartment. And exactly like I davened on the apartment, this is what came to be. I davened that the seller should come to sell me the apartment, and the apartment should only go to me and not go to the market. And the apartment ended up being more than a half a million shekels under the market value of the apartment. Present from Hashem. Why? Because I made my ritzon his ritzon. I had emunah in my wife. I had emunah that the will of my wife was what I should be davening on. I had a Muna in my wife. I had a Muna in that. I was davening on it. I was illuminating her soul, her will. Because really, her will, her soul, comes directly from Hashem. So by illuminating that aspect, what are you doing? You're making your will into Hashem's will. And like it says in the Mishnah in Avos, and like Rav Arish quotes many, many times, how does a person come to be successful in his davening? Make your will his will, and he'll make his will your will. Make your will his will. Find out what his will is, and it's a great way, when your wife is telling you, you just have to open your ears, that's probably his will, because he gave you your wife. So then, daven on those things. Don't fight her. I know better than my wife. I know this, I know that. Illuminate her soul. Come home with the Muna and faith. In every aspect of your life. When you do that, you come to have shalom bayis, you come to have bracha, you come to have parnosa, everything that Rav Arush is talking about over here. Why? Because the reality is it's Hashem's will. Everything that comes from our mouth is Hashem's will. And Hashem wants to give you. He wants to give you limudat Torah, He wants to give you parnosa, He wants to give you bracha, He wants to give you all of these things. Listen, you have to listen to what she says. A husband that argues with a wife about money acts as the very limb that he sits upon. By saving a few pennies, he loses hundreds and possibly thousands of dollars by dulling her soul's illumination. He loses the income that her soul's illumination generates. The income comes from her soul. The illumination comes from you. You illuminate her. The income comes from her. In order to do that, you have to listen. You have to listen to what she's saying. You have to daven for a wife. For those of us that don't have one, you have to daven for a wife. In order that you should come closer to Hashem, that you have this speaker system, that you have this ability to come closer to Hashem. It says the way to better his financial position is to be a man of valor and to do his job of making a living. Really, what Rav Arush is saying over here is a man of valor is to be a man of emunah. Whether it means he has to go and get a job, or whether it means he has to go and daven for those of us that are on a very high madrega who go and daven for their income, or whether it's a combination of the two, a man has to get himself up, like the Shulchan Aruch says, in the morning he has to get up like a lion, and he has to go and have emunah and faith that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to provide him with the income. He's going to have faith. And through that faith, he's going to illuminate his wife. And through illuminating his wife, he's going to have that income. But the first step is the man has to get up and have faith. The first step is the man has to get up. Rabbi Nachman says very clearly in the Likutei Moran, I believe it's the Likutei Moran, that a man who's having income troubles, financial problems, he needs to get up. Okay, it's hard to...
Is
Can't be a shlemazel. My Yiddish is not what it should be. Shlemazel. There you go. Can't be a shlemazel. That's it. Can't be a shlemazel. This is the Holy Rebbe saying to you, you have to need to get up. The way to better his financial position is to be a man of valor and to do his job of making a living. This entails extensive prayer to Hashem. There. And mending his ways, doing tshuva, making a hesbon and nefesh every day, and saying to yourself, what do I need to do? What is saying to yourself? Saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I need to do in order to improve myself, in order to improve my position in this world? In addition to any necessary practical effort, Rav Arush is saying that you need to do a shtadlis also. You have to get up and listen. Rav Arush said something amazing recently at one of his shiurs. All of his chassidim here in the Holy Chuchi Chesed, where the shita, the path is davening, he said, you know what? 1 month, 2 months, daven. Third month, if you don't have money for the rent, go get a job. Go do something. 1 month, 2 months, davening. If it's not working, get a job and daven. Do both. 1 month, 2 months, go, make your 6 hours as well, make another 6 hours as well. But if you don't have the kalim, you don't have the vessels to have that complete faith that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to provide you the emunah. There's a Gemara that talks about one of our holy rabbis, that what was his ishtadlis? He had to get up from his chair and walk outside. And there he found some gold coins. That was his ishtadlis. He had to get up and go outside. Okay, that was his level of ishtadlis. He had tremendous emunah in Hashem. It says very clearly in the Parshas Man that what was a person's ishtadlis? Based on a person's emunah, is how far he had to travel. If he had complete emunah, he would open the door, he would pick up the man right there and then. He'd pick it up, put it back in his house, thank you, I'm going to go continue learning, serving Hashem. Another person, he would have to go walk all the way to the edge of the camp, spend all day doing it. Like people today, they run around all day long, they run around. All the parnosa is given to us on Rosh Hashanah. All of it. Every single penny that you're going to get is coming up to you soon. You're going to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezrat Hashem, in Uman, if not in Uman, and wherever you're going to be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide how much parnosa you have. Now comes a person's emunah. How is he going to get that parnosa? You have a lack of emunah, you have to work. You have to create some kind of vessel. So if you have a lack of emunah, you have to make some kind of level of ishtadlis that Hashem could give you that parnosa. You don't have a lack of emunah, Hashem's going to give you the parnasa. Decreed already. You can lose some of it based on sins or something, or a verot that you do, but it's decreed already. How much are you going to get? We have to work on our emunah. We have to work on our faith. It gives us more time to serve Hashem. Our sages said, it's a new chapter, a new sub-chapter. Our sages said, one should always be careful with a wife's honor. For the blessing in one's husband is by virtue of the wife. Like it says in Bereshit, Adam benefited because of her. Adam benefited because of her. A person should always be careful of one's honor. Rav Arush says very clearly in the second chapter in the Holy Gan Shalom of this book, he says that a man can never make any comments on his wife. Very difficult, shita. Man can never make comments on his wife. It's amazing. Your wife is the one person that can get in deeper than anybody else. She knows exactly how to rub you the wrong way. Why? Because to rub something the wrong way. You know, I recently had these rust marks, rust on my sink. Rust on my sink. Happens to be a new sink. I just made a Hanukkah Dabai. It happened to be a new sink. So it kind of rubbed me the wrong way that there was rust on a new sink. Right? And how do you get the rust off? By rubbing it the wrong way. You take something very abrasive and you rub it the wrong way. The same is true for your wife. What is she doing? She's getting the rust off of you. She's rubbing you the wrong way because that's exactly what you need in order to do tshuva. But what does Rav Nachman say is the highest level of tshuva? To stay silent. During this month of Elul, especially when somebody says something to you that's insulting, it's embarrassing, to stay silent. Why? Because it's all Malchus Hashem. When you stay silent, what is it doing? It's showing that you accept the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That you accept the fact that Hashem gave you your wife, especially by your wife. Why is it so important by your wife? Because your wife is the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you in order to affect your tshuva. So So when you stay silent by your wife, like Rav Arush always says, it's the highest level of malchus. She can get in there to the deepest. It's easy to stay silent when somebody, one of your friends makes fun of you. Ha ha ha, okay, blah blah blah, who cares? When your wife says something, oh, yeah, you have to be right, you have to be right. But to be really right is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the tshuva, to stay silent. And even a higher level is to stay silent and be happy. To stay silent and be happy with it. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. The other aspect that Rav Arush has been speaking about to us in Elul is to say thank you. All the time, to say thank you. Thank you, Hashem. It's for my best. I know this holy woman that you're giving me, that you gave me, she's affecting my tshuva. I'm coming closer to you. She's yelling at me. I didn't do the dishes, whatever it is. She doesn't feel well. And I'm coming closer to you through the whole thing. But only if you're accepting. Only if you're diminishing your kavod and increasing the kavod Elohim, the kavod of Hashem. Which is... What's that?
How do you
know it's not your wife? Might be my wife. Anyway, today we're finishing. We're ending the shiur today now. It's 3 o'clock. We're Baruch Hashem. We had a holy siyum. They cut the shiur a little bit short. Zrat Hashem, tomorrow we're going to continue in the book, The Garden of Peace. With Hashem's holy help, we're going to continue to make tshuva and to come closer to Hashem.